You're listening to SBS News.
Natasha Cauchy was 29 years old when she first noticed a lump on her breast. Initially, a specialist told her not to worry. Because of her age, she wasn't in the high-risk category. But she persisted, and after being misdiagnosed another two times, tests finally confirmed she did have breast cancer. After so much uncertainty, the diagnosis came as a relief.
For so long, so many people had said it wasn't anything to be worried about, and I knew it was. I knew something wasn't right. So when I was told that it was breast cancer, I was sort of like, okay, great, what do we do about this?
The good news was she caught it fairly early, meaning the treatment could start and her chances of survival were high. Today, Ms. Cauchy has been given the all clear, and her message to others, don't wait.
Prior to my diagnosis, my dad had passed away from a cancer that probably could have been detected earlier on, and he just never carried out that further investigation. So I know when something's wrong in the body, there's usually an answer, and go and find out what's exactly causing the source of the problems.
If you are not sure of anything, the advice is to go and get it checked. And as the COVID pandemic continues, that message has never been so important. Cancer Australia says there was a major drop in testing rates in the first 9 months of last year. There were 149 fewer diagnostic tests that took place for breast, bowel, lung and prostate cancers. That's around the same number of people who are expected to be diagnosed this year. A campaign backed by 9 of Australia's top cancer groups is urging against complacency. Julian Wiggins is the CEO of Bowel Cancer Australia.
The importance of the campaign really is to ensure that patients no longer receive delays in their cancer treatment due to the pandemic, because we know that when there are delays, that actually can increase the risk of death by 10% for patients.
The initiative coincides with World Cancer Day, and Megan Barlow, the Director of Cancer Control Policy at Cancer Council Australia, says they are using the platform to debunk myths and misconceptions.
So about 67% of Australians agree that animals can sniff out cancer. The 40% of people believe that alternative therapies can cure cancer. So Cancer Council is encouraging Australians to seek health information from credible sources.
The message, while your furry friend can't detect cancer, a checkup with your doctor can. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.